It's Jim and the Muck. 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 It's Jimmy.
Hello everybody, it's Jimmy the Mug. I'm still looking for a job. Anybody want to hire me today?
Hello, Jimmy.
Are you ready for the show, Jimmy?
I sure am. How about you guys? Boy, we got a lot of people tonight. Ooh.
It's been tough finding the right circumstances for Jimmy and his skills. But after Lael's direction, I found Jimmy a job of being a tourist guide for Hot Tits. From the bosom of the origins of the truckers to the nipple of the new truckers expansion. Jimmy is captaining the Beluga across the galaxy, with trips from Hutton. Jimmy's crew consists of me, Hober as the co-pilot, and Tarius Fusion played by the ever-wonderful Evenstar as the space hostess.
What? What? Why am I just hearing about this now?
Oh, boy, a new outfit for the job. It's a basic jumpsuit with a badge of the Mug on it. Ooh, I feel so blessed. Good evening, blessed passengers. This is your captain of your ship calling. Welcome aboard. This is the Hudson Orbital Trucker Interstellar Travel Service. Hot tip, yeah. We have a good thing happening on this tour. That if we require anything, please stick to our hostess.
Ladies and gentlemen, please fasten your seatbelts. Feel free to pop the little sleepy onion head pills into the little tyke's mouth so we can all enjoy the rest of the flight. They're not going to remember anyway. Please try to keep your eyes forward for the safety briefing from our lovely and single hostess, Evenstar.
Okay. If you hear the green alert siren, return to your cabins. If it's the amber alert siren, please find your children and return to your cabin. Please don't take other people's children into your cabin, or you might find yourself on the wrong side of the airlock And if you hear the red alert sirens, please get to your designated escape pod. If you hear the brown alert siren while you are in the escape pod, please unstrap yourself from your seat and put your head between your knees in the brace position.
And you don't make the rebuy screen.
You are required to wear the REMlock for the duration of the journey it's in. In its undeployed mode, it will automatically engage if there is a canopy breach or if someone orders the Hutton's Far Curry and refried Junga beans from the dining area. In addition to the red lock, we have a Tracking Suite Head Integrated Radar Terminal, or T-shirt for short. This handy device covers all you hot tits so we can find you, even in the dark. Hoba, do you have anything else to add?
Anyone who ordered the large packet for their hot tits flight, please be aware that excessive shaking will make the package release its load. Remember to store safely.
Hoba, is this outfit really necessary?
Just hike the skirt, sort your cleavage and play along. It'll only be a short trip, and we've got to keep Jimmy the Mug in the job, or have an hour for two toys.
Well, skirt's fine, but it's this song thong separating the twins. They don't like it. Plus, the colour is so wrong for the outfit. It's hot and salty Inquisition red, or is it Sovereignty Rouge?
Excuse me, miss. I have lost my Avendetta tour from my snack spot. Could you help me to find it?
All right, little commander. Let me take a look to see if it's stuck under your seat.
Excuse me, miss. Sorry. Sorry, sir. But I can see your... the in-flight nuggets meal from here.
Oh, sorry, my dear. Just helping out a little commander here. Oh, just a bit lower. Bit deeper. Oh, pulled it off. There you go, Sonny. Now run along. And sir, anything I can get you from the hold?
A pair of VR goggles to not experience this. Or possibly directions to the nearest airlock, so that I can space myself.
Excuse me, why is this oven so sticky?
That's some of the famous Hutton icing from the cookies. Would anyone like some? Freshly whipped up from our captain. If you check our menu, it's creamy, smooth, salty and warm treat. Get yours before the cabin crew does. Now, everyone's guzzled your cookie cream. It's time to turn out the lights as we pass through this pulsar star. Remember to ignore the flashing light through your eyelids. That's just radiation passing through your skin.
Jimmy, we've been on this tour for 6 hours over the planned route. Are you sure you're following the contours of the Hot Tits route?
Why, yes, I am. I'm following this route to the letter of this guide page, and I've done all that it's said to do. So, yeah, we're on course.
Well, I'm sure it's going well, Jimmy. Whilst it's quiet, and the passenger's sleeping. Oh, I'm going to get some kit, mate.
Oh, boy. I'm going to bring back some good haul on this trip. Oh, and a loot scan off my dial. Time to collect and cash in on this.
What's that, Jimmy?
Oh, never mind. Just go enjoy your cookies and gin. Just never mind.
Jimmy, what now in the name is going on? We're 250 light years off route from the ship systems. They're telling me we're losing internal cabin pressure, and suitcases are flying all out of the cargo hatch.
I seen a shortcut to the nebula, so it seemed all fine on my end, but, when we kind of came out of it, we had a little bit of a problem.
Why is the cargo hatch showing a contamination problem with the cargo doors?
I did pick up a rare item that the scanner seen, and you know how Alvin always loved to see those rare items brought to him, especially on these long, long space trips.
Jimmy! Over. We've got a problem in the passenger cabins. Not only is the thong split, meaning I've got zero-G ball issues, but all the passengers are floating around. Luckily, I've managed to check someone's emergency rem locks just to keep them quiet. I've given them some onion head from Simoof's private stash.
Evenstar, we've got worse things to worry about than two floating scotches in an old leather big bag. We've veered, of course, a little, and the ships are looking not so good. Is there any onion head left in that stash?
This is your captain, Ginnydom, calling. We are taking a little detour through Alden, and I am proud to say, on our new priority, we'll be racing out of the Nebula, and I ask all you conscious passengers, please draft yourselves in for a hyperspace jump.
Hoba, there's a few crumbs left, but have you seen which nebula we're in? He's taken us into the Ares Dark Nebula.
Evenstar, it's fine. Nothing has ever happened here, unless you've got one of those artifacts on board.
Artifacts? Uh-oh. Well, I did pick up like six of them while everybody was asleep. Glad they were shiny and had pretty lights on them. You know, Alden will like them.
Hoba, I need your help down here to lock down the passengers before we jump.
Coming down now.
No, fast, we're jumping.
What was the shaking? That didn't feel like a regular jump.
Why have the lights gone out?
I don't know. What's that yellow light coming through the ports?
Well, hello there, my friend. I've been looking to you. And for some time, I've got some cookies and milk to you. Would you like to turn my special light back on to you?
I heard, Jimmy. We should get back to the cockpit and find out what's going on.
Yeah, boy. I booted up the sensors, the drives, and the guns. Hey, Thargods, I got something for you. I got some nugs for you. And I'm going to shoot these nugs right into your cargo. And I've got a hidden dose of plasma inside them nugs.
These doors are jammed. We're stuck in this corridor between the cockpit and the cabins. Good news, I found this jar of pickled eggs in me hot tits locker. Fancy a pair, Hover?
No, not again, Evenstar. Last time I just felt ashamed afterwards.
He took my mugs. Anything got them. Oh, I'm going to hunt down every one of them, and I'm going to throw all my mugs and all my plasma till I take my damn cookies and gin.
Yeah, the doors are open. Thank Brett Riverboat's eyes, we're saved. Jimmy, what's happening?
Yeah, you locked me out of Simon's secret stash hidden in the cockpit. And what did you do to the ship?
Well, boys, let me take us home. And I've got some cookies and gin to tell you about it. How did you know ticket to them Thargods?
Jimmy, the passenger life signs are flatline. Could you come into my office, please?
Well, the price of fertilizer went down that day.
Not again. Well, I done mugged him out of the jar. God darn it. I got to find you another one again.
It's Jew in the Muck. 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 It's Jimmy, 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 Jimmy the Muck.